We take you to Breck Artery, live from Columbia, South Carolina. Breck?
This is Breck Artery, live from Columbia, the state capital of South Carolina, where spontaneous celebrations are breaking out on the city's almost unnavigable main street. All around me, people are engaged in public displays of celebratory behavior in honor of something that hasn't been the case around here since the Revolutionary War. For the first time since almost anyone here can remember, North Carolina has taken the lead as the crazier Carolina. South Carolina, for years the odds-on favorite as the hands-down crazier of the two Carolinas, with idiots fighting for the right to fly a symbol of the state's defeat and humiliation in the Civil War over the State House, Strom Thurmond representing the state for over 48 years in the U.S. Senate, and the present-day governor, Nikki Haley, flirting with corruption and suborning racist voting policy while forcing state employees to answer the phone. It's a great day in South Carolina. The southernmost Carolina seemed a slam dunk to hold the dubious title of fruitcakeiest. As the northern Carolina joined the 20th and later the 21st century and began to prosper, South Carolina held fast to the kind of political atmosphere that gave rise to a governor who actually believed that it would go unnoticed when he took time off to go to South America to shack up with his mistress while still in office. His cover story of hiking the Appalachian Trail not only added to the state's humiliation, but became a common euphemism for lying and cheating badly. Not content to humiliate his state by getting caught out on the worst excuse ever, the governor then held the most painfully embarrassing press conference ever, and then, rather than fade away, chose to return to Congress, thankfully with less emphasis on the previous hypocritical family values platform that made him such a target when the mistress hit the fan. South Carolina's resume of the reprehensible goes on and on, so it came as a great shock when their northern, fancier, more progressive neighbors suddenly surged ahead, eliminated all checks and balances by electing one party, guess which one, to rule both houses and the governor's mansion, and then the crazy just flew north for the summer. Even then, South Carolina, with years of experience in this area, continued to set the bar for wacko, until North Carolina took on not only South Carolina, but truly awful places like Texas and Florida to surge into the lead. With virtually dictatorial powers, North Carolina lawmakers and their puppet in the governor's mansion began by stripping women's constitutional rights in a motorcycle safety bill this past month. And this month, they have taken the lead as a couple of sandwiches short of a summer picnic by sweeping away citizens' voting rights in an effort to combat a voter fraud problem that they claim is, and I'm quoting here, rampant and undetectable. Well, you can't argue with that kind of crazy, and formerly red-faced citizens of this state are red in the face from shouting for joy that, for a moment at least, when the Attorney General and the national media are speaking ill of one of the Carolinas, for a change, it isn't them. This is Breck Artery, live from Columbia, South Carolina, wishing you good night and good dinner.